An indigenous-led group is criticizing what it says as the gross mismanagement of aquaculture in British Columbia by the Fisheries Department, as it calls for a separation of its regulatory and promotional responsibilities. The First Nations Wild Salmon Alliance says the department is mired in conflict of interest stemming from its dual role, which the group's chairman Bob Chamberlain described as like marking your own homework. Chamberlain says the group wants the department to stick to its primary obligation of looking after the environment and fisheries, and to implement a truly independent scientific body to help inform government decisions affecting marine life in BC. A fisheries and ocean spokeswoman says the institution is preparing a response to the criticisms raised by the alliance. Chamberlain and the alliance have been vocal critics of federal policy on fisheries in BC, including what he says is industry involvement in the reports by the Canadian Science Advisory Secretariat on issues such as fish farming's risk to wild salmon stocks. Chamberlain says such participation in the scientific reports results in a predetermined outcome that would benefit industry. In conclusion, we need to fix the current Canadian Science Advisory Secretariat process, which is run by DFO and entwined with the management preferences, influences and aspirations of the department, Chamberlain said during a briefing in Ottawa. Based on our considerable professional experience, I reiterate that Canada should implement a truly independent science advice body to directly advise decision-makers and recommend further research without being subjected to vested interests inside or outside of DFO. Read also: Fish farm decision disregards First Nations input. Wei Wai Kum Chief. Read also: First Nations Coalition urges Ottawa to stop closing salmon farms where they're wanted.